as an artist, I'm extremely excited about creating art on the Boston Harbor Islands, particularly Petticks Island. I've spent a lot of time exploring the islands over the years, and as a sculptural artist who uses repurposed materials, natural materials, ephemeral material to make site-specific sculptural installations, this is the perfect opportunity for me to develop a conversation with the island, in particular, Petticks. My process for making these nests is very similar to the process that has happened here on Petticks Island for this project. Like the volunteers who were here and went around the island over Memorial Day weekend to collect invasive species for the artists to use in their works, I source materials, local materials, particularly invasive vines, where they're literally pulling trees down, and I liberate the trees, and bring those vines back to my yard, and untangle them and reuse them to make these large human scale nests similar to what I did here on Petticks Island. Building these nests, which I've been doing for the last 5 years, has been inspired by my lifelong interest, fascination, and simply awe in the ability of birds of all species to build, collect items, and build nests based on their genetic imprint. Being able to do source materials, bring them back, and build these intricate little architectural pieces that are prepared to nurture new life, all with their beaks, is an amazing experience to witness. It's humbling and it's awe-inspiring. And as someone who cares deeply about the environment, spent a tremendous amount of my childhood outdoors exploring, as well as my adulthood here on the East Coast. All of my work is inspired by my natural experiences. And I feel that any kind of opportunity to create art-based experiences that invite viewers to physically engage with the work is critically important in nurturing and rekindling that innate sense of wonder that we're born with, and that is required in order for us to be good stewards of this planet, which metaphorically is our nest. And so, my goal in pretty much all of my sculptural installations is to create a space that invites people to experience nature and wonder in the work of art. And so these nests in particular are made so that people will climb in them and lay in them, sleep in them, bring a book, hang out, curl up, and have an art-based experience that is grounded in nature. Calling to their inner 4-year-old to remind themselves of what it's like to be deeply connected to this planet and to be a part of the fabric of life. And with that relationship comes, and with that connection comes, a responsibility to be a good steward and take care of our home so that our nest can nurture new life and continue to support everything that lives here. So each one of these projects is about reconnecting and nurturing for me. I came up with this particular idea from an old newspaper clipping I had found years ago, written by a nidologist, which is a person who studies nests and nest building among birds. And this person had been brought a two-family bird cottage and had spent a significant amount of time trying to figure out who had built this nest, and then trying to speculate why. I thought that the nest was incredibly beautiful, and I have kept this image for a long time, and I felt that the amount of resources available on Petix regarding invasive vines and the support from the stewards of the island, the volunteers who were going to be collecting these vines, would allow me to perhaps create scale, at scale, this larger piece. So that was the idea and the inspiration behind the project. And like all of the nests that I build, I begin with a conceptual design, an idea of how I would like this nest to turn out. But the process of actually using the sourced material that I find is highly organic and by nature of the pre-informed materials that are being used, the shape of the vines as they've already grown, the length of vine that I have available, each nest is a conversation with the materials and turns out in its own unique way. And so I am very excited to see how this particular project evolves. And I am really looking forward to understanding and learning how visitors have experienced this particular installation. I hope you like it. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you take something home from your visit to PEDEX. Thanks for checking it out and supporting this project. My name's Carrie Schmidt. I'm a Jamaica Plain multimedia artist and longtime Boston resident.